It is 18 and a half minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, as the father of now four grown daughters, they have passed through my house over the years. Many men, one is now a famous politician, he got away. Another is was a famous footballer, he got away. But please, this name Slingsby rings a bell.
Yes, it was ringing bells with me this morning until we heard that fabulous news.
Okay, here is the news. Listen.
He is over the line. He punches the hole. Tom Slingsby from Australia has won the gold medal in the men's laser.
Okay, do we know him?
I don't know him, but I certainly knew his father, and I used to go sailing with him in my little MJ, Manly Junior, at Qantas, Sydney Harbour, many years ago. And let me tell you, he was a damn sight better sailor than you were.
Okay.
You remember the day we went up, the Father's Day, and we almost hit the Manly Ferry?
Yes, only I could have done that.
David Slingsby was always a keen sailor from, I don't know, must have been from very, very young, because I was only 12 when we were sailing at Qantas. And he kept up that sailing enthusiasm, and now he has this son who's won the gold medal. Isn't it fantastic?
What is also fantastic, I often say this, it's one thing to get to the top of your trade, usually in show business I mention it, but when there's a downturn, to make the comeback. Now, 8 years ago, he won a gold medal. 4 years ago in Beijing, he came 22nd.
Oh, heavens, 22nd?
And he almost gave up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is really fantastic. Good on him.
Okay, well, a bit of reflected glory for all of us.
No, we're all thrilled. In fact, I rang around a few of my friends this morning and everyone was absolutely delighted.
Okay, now we better talk food.
Okay, food, yes. Well, we have the Mudgee Wine and Food Fair coming up at Balmoral this weekend on Sunday. We have to pray that they have good weather because, unfortunately, it seems to rain most years when they hold it. Anyway, it's looking good at the moment. All sorts of things happening out at Mudgee in the next few months. Through September, they've got their wine and food festival. And in October, at one of the wineries, Rosby's, they have sculptures in the garden. I've actually been out to Rosby's. It's the most beautiful vineyard. And the wife there, Gerard's wife, she runs artist workshops, and they do this beautiful walkthrough of sculpture in the garden. So mid-October is the time to go out there.
Okay.
And I've also done cheese-making courses out at Mudgee. You can go and do some of those as well at Gleaning Oak Winery. And you can also play croquet in one of the vineyards. All sorts of things happening, cooking classes, winemaker dinners, and even visiting museums.
And you can learn a lot about it, of course, on Sunday.
Sunday, go down there and have, you know, some taste some of the wonderful wines. They do some fabulous reds at Mudgee, and it's a terrific food. Last year when I was down there, I had a delicious slow-cooked lamb with barley and winter vegetables that was made by Kim Curry, and she works at the Lowe Winery. And they grow lots of fantastic organic wines.
Now, can you please tell me, what was that soup that you gave us the other night?
Well, actually, it was quite similar to that slow-cooked lamb with barley and winter vegetables. It's actually a Moroccan harira, H-A-R-I-R-A, made with lamb. And I put lots of lentils and rice and chickpeas through it and spices, paprika, chilli, cinnamon, lots of chopped coriander, parsley and some chopped tomatoes, and it's just the most wonderful warming winter soup.
Okay, another question. What was that ugly, old, knobbly-looking bit of
vegetable? Okay, now I also made a soup with that too. That's called celeriac. It's a member of the celery family. It's sort of a turnip-rooted celery, and you'll find it in the greengrocers at the moment. I know it looks really ugly, but if you take the skin off it and just sort of make it in the way you make a potato and leek soup, it makes the most divine soup. It needs a bit of potato in with it too because it's a bit low in starch. You can add a little bit of sour cream to the soup or a bit of creme fraiche. I know that in England they actually add some Stilton cheese to it as well, which gives a lovely dimension of flavour.
Okay.
Root vegetables at the moment, terrific. Jerusalem artichokes also make great winter soups.
Jerusalem artichokes.
Yes.
What's your vegetable? What is your, recipe?
Okay, so no, I don't have a recipe for a soup today, but I do have a wonderful recipe from Mudgee. It was given to me many years ago by the people who run the Mudgee Homestead. And it's for lemon delish.
Love it.
Absolutely divine, yes. It's got a pastry base, and the filling is lemon juice, of course, lemon zest, condensed milk and some eggs, and then the topping of meringue.
And how do we find that?
That's gorgeous. SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.